Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
Hi, Bob. Who are you putting your spotlight on the positive on this week?
Great part of the show, Chris. Love doing the research on this week. In fact, this just happened this week. I got to give a shout out to, well, this is pretty much the entire Carolina Panthers organization, but most specifically, we got to give a shout out to the owner, Chris. We don't do that much because it's mostly players we talk about, but the owner this week, it's pretty amazing. David Tepper, the owner of the Panthers, basically he went to, he's very interested these days, Chris. A lot of owners, let's face it, these guys are billionaires, millionaires, whatever you want to call them. They could just do it from afar, Chris, write out a check, do whatever they want. Well, David Tepper goes into this Thomasboro Academy gym this week. And there's about 600 students that when he walks in, all 600 kids already have Carolina Panthers t-shirts because they were given them by the players of the Panthers. So Tepper goes in there and he just extends the joy of the thing because he says to the 600 kids, guess what? Every one of you in this school is going to get a backpack filled with supplies. And Chris, the place just went out of control as far as kids screaming. Now you got to understand these kids. Where he went in that district, Chris, there's 100% of them get free or reduced lunches. It's a very poor community. Well, he goes in there, and that's what he does. But right after that, he goes to another school right up the street where he's kind of doing the same thing. And basically what he's going to do, Chris, there's 17, 18 different schools in that area. And his goal by mid-September, every one of those kids is going to have a supply-filled backpack. And again, this is it comes from his own charitable foundation, the David Tepper Charitable Foundation. Again, with Classroom Central, which is something that the Carolina Panthers have been involved for about 15 years now. And some of the Panthers players who went nameless, all chipped in for this. Of course, Tepper's money was at the forefront, but they've given away 12,000 backpacks, Chris. By mid-September, it should be well past 20,000. And again, not only are these backpacks, they're filled with supplies, Chris. And think about these poor families that can't buy a backpack or supplies or anything and what it does for them in the big scheme. But again, he's a hero this week, Chris. As much as owners sometimes take hits, and they could write checks, but he shows up, and this guy is on a mission. So David Tepper, owner of the Panthers, we're going to give a shout-out to him today.
Yeah, that's a great story. Kudos to him. Great stuff. And, boy, you know, I love the stories about, you know, whether it's a player or an owner, which, to your point, we don't do a lot of those. So Kudos to him for getting involved and helping kids. It's always a heartwarming story. So great for you for finding that one. Bob, tonight I'm putting my spotlight back on Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Andy Dalton and his foundation. And Bob, you remember at the end of last season how Buffalo Bills fans came out and donated a bunch of money to his foundation when Dalton led a last-minute comeback over the Ravens, which got the Bills into the playoffs for the first time in 17 years. Well, Bills fans, and about 17,000 of them, oh, by the way, made donations to the Andy and Jordan Dalton Foundation to the tune of about $450,000 as a way of thanking Dalton for that 49-yard touchdown pass to Tyler Boyd, which came on a 4th-and-12 play with 53 seconds left. Bills thought, you know, Bills fans thought that their opportunity to make the playoffs was dead and gone. Well, Dalton carries them through, and now Dalton's going to pay it forward. And taking that $450,000 and donating it to the Roswell Park Cancer Center in Buffalo. Dalton invited Bills fan Kevin Forrest, who was the first Bills fan to make a donation to Dalton's foundation. And Forrest put it out on social media that he was donating that, you know, some money to Dalton's foundation. And it went viral from there, again, leading up to $450,000 that were raised. So Dalton invited him to be there when the donation gets made to the local cancer center. They want, you know, him to see how one simple act is now going to make a big difference in the Buffalo community. It shows how one random act of kindness can end up going a long way and positively impacting people. It shows how, you know, one person can make a difference and everyone should try. So I thought that was an absolutely fantastic story. It was a great story back then, and it just keeps getting better and better. So I wanted to put my spotlight back on Andy and Jordan Dalton and their foundation, plus Bills fan Kevin Forrest for what they're doing for the Roswell Park Cancer Center up in Buffalo. I thought it's a great story, Bob.
Tremendous, Chris. And again, a guy like Dalton, we have no apprehension as far as bringing his name up more than once or twice, because he continues to do it. And it's, again, I always, the red flags go up sometimes when these guys could just write a check and say, okay, take care of it, I got to play football. No, some of these guys are out there. You see them. And, you know, you and I doing the research, we can see these guys. We see the pictures of them in hospitals. We see them at camps. We see all the good stuff that a lot of people don't, because it's not in the headlines. You know, I like to talk about this stuff much more than I like to talk about holdouts and end zone celebrations. And we could talk about the, you know, the guys sitting, standing, whatever, Chris, but these guys that go do charitable things is what really keeps you and I focused on what's all good about the NFL.
Yeah, that, to your point, Bob, it just never gets enough credit for all the good things that happen out there, and there's a lot of it. But you know, for whatever reason, mainstream media just are not going to pick up these stories and do much with them. So that's our role, right? That's you always talk about how this is your favorite segment of the show, and it's mine as well. And that's what we do. We want to make sure that we're pumping the positive stuff. So kudos to both guys tonight.